people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Excuse me, I was pouring some tea. Welcome, everybody. My tea's good this morning. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. And we'll catch up on some things. Had some fun things going on Facebook. We'll talk about that. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game. Just give me a call at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is the website. I do not have the SPCA information for you today. Hopefully that'll come in shortly, and we'll tell you what dog we're trying to help out down at the SPCA. We've had pretty good luck the last couple of weeks helping some of these animals find a good home. The Victor Pet Foods, if you haven't, I was talking to some people just this week who had been using other products that we've recommended in the past and talking about details about why we're recommending the Victor now. There's some pretty strong reasons. One is Victor has no chemical preservatives in their plant. They don't put them in any products that they make, and that's highly unusual, very, very unusual. They also don't have corn, wheat, soy, or gluten in any of their products, and they have products that are grain-free. So there's several very important reasons besides the fact that they're just extremely high quality, controls excellent and all that, availability around the country is good. We're trying to help it become even better. We're trying a new one with Tater and Carmen this week. We got the one that I hadn't let them try yet that has salmon, and it's one of the grain-free ones. They seem to love it, and so that's going well. But anyway, it's great. Go to their website, VictorDogFood.com. A beautiful website, a lot of pretty dogs and stories that you can see there. Their Facebook is also good as well. The tea is good. It's lemongrass and blackberry leaves again, rose hips and hibiscus leaves. I have a photograph. I'm a little bit behind on putting some things on Facebook that I was going to do at the break. One of the breaks coming up, I'll put one of the big new red hibiscus that we have has a gigantic hole eaten through one of the petals, and it was a green grasshopper katydid cross looking kind of a thing. It was interesting, and he exists no more. I dispatched him. He's the only one I could find doing some damage. Found a couple of grasshoppers on the Turk's cap the other day that were doing some damage, and hand picked them off and haven't seen any more since. And then this green fella or gal was on the hibiscus. And anyway, hibiscus petals in the tea. Orange. Judy picks some hibiscus flowers every day. They only last a day, you know, so it's kind of fun to pick them, bring them in, have a little color inside. The other ingredients, orange peel, peppermint, and honey. I didn't put honey in last week to this basic same mixture, and the honey really makes it a lot better, so I recommend that. And speaking of good things to eat and drink, we saw a movie last night I want to tell you about briefly and recommend highly. It's called Chef. It's new. We have a personal friend in the movie, and I'll tell you more details about it some other time when I have permission from everybody involved. But he went to school. Will Schutz is who it is, and he went to school with Logan. They graduated the same year. But he is a puppeteer. You may have seen him at the State Fair of Texas. But he has a puppet called Mr. Bone Tangles, and he's in the movie. But the movie's great. The whole thing is terrific, and I recommend you go see it. Some terrific acting, good story. Not too rough. You know, it has the typical language and some things, but it's not very rough at all. So I think I think it's one we can recommend highly. I'm going to talk to you in detail about hydrogen peroxide. We have a couple of people that called in early. We'll get to the phone calls quickly, and then I'm going to go through hydrogen peroxide. What came up this weekend was a little bit of kind of a mini going viral thing. I put something that we had already put on Facebook up again. It was, well, I'll tell you how it started. Some listener sent in two great photographs, and you can go there to Facebook, facebook.com/thedirtdoctor, and see these shots. He sent in shots of his rain barrel, and the first shot was rain barrel full of green, really thick algae growth, and the second was, you know, clear water. And his reason for sending it in was that he used the hydrogen peroxide and cleared up the algae. And I put those photographs up, and we got just a ton of questions from people all of a sudden who obviously hadn't seen our newsletter and information about hydrogen peroxide, asking what the rates were and all that kind of thing. And so we put the original newsletter back up, and then a whole bunch more people came in and were asking about it. There was a couple of new bits of information. One of them that's maybe a little bit of a concern I'll tell you about, but I'm starting to make a chart that I'm going to finish up, and we'll work on it some during the show today, that are all the different rates of hydrogen peroxide for different uses. And so we'll have that in writing for everybody, because a heck of a lot of questions about it, even though we had answered most of them in the original newsletter. If you haven't seen either one of those, they're on Facebook now. Just go to my Facebook. And it's the one, you're at the right one. There's two Facebook pages, you know, as I've mentioned quite a bit. But the right one is the one that's a shot of my mug with Logan, one pretty person and one ugly old guy. And we'll talk about that in some detail in just a minute. Right now, we're going to go to Farmersville, Texas, and talk to Clayton. Hey, Clayton, hadn't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's up?
Well, I'm trying to use clover instead of synthetic fertilizer on our sweet Sudan field. And I was wondering, what's the best nitrogen-fixing legume or cover crop for North Texas heavy clay soils?
Well, I think the answer to that's probably a mixture of different legumes. You can use vetches and clovers. Arrowleaf clover is one that's used a lot in that situation. And if you do a little bit of research online, which I know you do all the time, some of the ones that get really big and have quite a bit of biomass will do the best job for you of helping to fix nitrogen. Long term, your plan may be good as far as providing, and in fact it is, providing enough nitrogen. Short term, trying to produce enough nitrogen just with the legumes to have good crop production is going to be a little lacking unless you supplement it with a little bit of organic fertilizer too. Might be good to do an experiment where you're doing it pure in one area and adding some corn gluten meal or some kind of natural nitrogen to the other. But there are sweet clovers that grow in the summer that you can plant in the spring and summer and probably get away with still doing it. And then a lot of the legumes are cool season, the vetches and a lot of the clovers, and you have to plant in the fall. So you can have a succession of different legumes growing together that you planted at different times. And there was another part of your question. I forgot it.
That was it.
Okay, that was the main one. Well, that's what I'd recommend. We've got a little bit of information in the vegetable gardening book on some of the legumes there, and then you can, of course, look up some of the information on our website, dirtdoctor.com. But just doing a research on the specific legumes and seeing what the different universities and research people are saying about it. We've got, you know, some information in the Texas Organic Research Center too. But I think the main thing for you is biodiversity. You don't want to have one clover and that's it, I don't think. Now, some of the vetches can be invasive. The crown vetch has kind of a, in fact, I'm not even positive, it's a nitrogen fixer, but it may be one you have to be careful about. It's invasive. Some people warn about danger to horses from hairy vetch, even though it's very prolific and easy to grow. But just look at all those and try to plant a variety of different clovers and vetches.
Okay, so if we planted like a variety of cover crops, and then, like, tilled it into the soil.
Yeah, or just let it, then, just mow it down or graze it. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Concerned about drought? Think Hydratain. When you're planting new shrubs, trees, flowers, or sod, think Hydratain. Want to reduce your water bill? Think Hydratain. After years of commercial use by golf courses, nurseries, sod farms, and top landscapers, Hydratain is now available to you. Hydratain allows you to water up to 50% less and maintain healthy, great-looking plants and turf. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratain or order directly from Hydratain.com. That's HYDRETAIN.com.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will, too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I was talking to Clayton off the air a little bit more there. He's going to be working on a project to publish this one way or the other, and the main thing is talking his dad into going organic and with photographs and all that kind of thing long term. So we'll be helping and continuing to help with that. And I think that'll be interesting for everybody to learn about and see what he's up to. Let's see. Let's go ahead and talk to Gretchen before I get into all that other stuff. Hagerstown, Maryland. Hello, Gretchen.
Yes, good morning.
What's going on?
I have a wasp nest in the middle of our yard, and I have a one-year-old, and I'm very concerned about him getting stung. So wanted to see if you had any suggestions on how to get rid of it.
Well, let's try to identify this wasp first. Is it the nest down in the ground?
Yes, it is.
Like, is it a big wasp that flies around about 2 feet off the ground and is kind of menacing looking?
They don't seem to be that big, we accidentally, the guy mowed and he got stung 3 times. So.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you have hornets.
And oh.
The ones that we have that are in that category, we've got them covered in the Texas Bug Book. And I think you can go to dirtdoctor.com and see the same basic information if you don't have my bug book. But the Texas, the true Texas yellow jacket is that we have here. Is a hornet that has its, it's a kind of a typical hornet-looking nest that you see hanging in trees, but they actually build it down in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they can build it sometimes on porches we've seen, around light fixtures and all kinds of things. And I have learned the hard way that they are very dangerous. And so what you're concerned about here is valid because they are aggressive. They're much more aggressive than most wasps. They're still beneficial. All wasps are, but when you have hornets like that that protect their home, which is what they're doing, when the lawnmower comes across and is vibrating, they're going to come out and try to protect their young that's down in the ground and all that kind of thing. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you kill them, and it would be, and in this case, I'd recommend that, but I'd also recommend you get somebody to help you with it. Because it's a little dangerous. It may be a little bit different kind of a hornet than we have, but it sounds like it has the same kind of behavior, and that is if you make it mad, it's going to come after you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way you kill them is you kill them with soapy water or with one of the products that we call essential oils. And you use it by mixing it with water, real strong mixture, because it's going in the ground. You're not spraying it all over the place. And then you pour it right into the hole, as much volume as you can. And then before they start flying out, if they can, if it doesn't kill them all, you put a big rock over the top of it or jam a piece of wood in it. And again, if you do it right, you're not going to get stung, and you'll get them all, and you'll kill them with the one application. But if you partially do it, and some of them get out and chase you, you can get stung, and it can be a dangerous deal. So it'd be better to get a pest control company to do it. And they can actually put a spray injector down in the ground and spray and make sure they kill them all with the essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
You got somebody that's not happy about your conversation here. But anyway, that's the way you do it. Essential oils or just some kind of liquid soap will kill them as well. The essential oils would be better. You know, something like the Essentria or Eco Smart. There's a new one that's on the market that I'm going to be telling everybody about here pretty soon. It's not quite available yet, but any essential oil will work well.
Okay.
Just be careful.
Okay. Where do you get the essential oil?
It's the one that I mentioned there is available at the big box stores and places like that. You can find some kind of essential oil at almost any hardware store or garden center or, feed store, farm store. The orange oil would work fairly well, but the essential oils, which will be a blend of different kind of plant oils, would work better in this case.
Okay.
And some of those brand names that are out there have products that are specifically labeled for wasps.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck.
Thank you very
much. Be careful.
Thank you.
Okay, and there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Well, I was just working on my list here, trying to get it in some kind of reasonable order. I think what I'll do is, for hydrogen peroxide, that is, I think I'll do all the uses for the 3% stuff first and then skip over to the concentrated. And so we can go through it here, and if anybody has any input out there, you've been reading my stuff and listening to me and you've used it in certain ways and come up with anything positive or negative or an alternative angle or a different rate that worked for you or didn't work for you or whatever, let us know. We started this conversation yesterday on Bob Webster's show. I do his Saturday show every Saturday, usually at 8 o'clock, for about 30 minutes. We talked about this in some detail. The 3% hydrogen peroxide is what we'll start with. I'll start with it when we come back. Go ahead and call in, though, and get the phones lined up. I'll work people in as we talk about this if we need to. 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, DirtDoctor.com is the website. Our newsletter is free. All you have to do is let us know you want it. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com, or better still, fill out the form on the homepage. I'll be back.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. And you can jump on here at 1-866-444-3478. Okay, back to hydrogen peroxide. The first thing we'll talk about is using the 3% hydrogen peroxide right out of the grocery store or the pharmacy, the drugstore. It is pretty much always, I don't know if it's always, but every place, every time I've ever tried to buy hydrogen peroxide that way, it's been 3%. Now, there are some preservatives in that grocery store stuff to try to keep it a little more stable. Hydrogen peroxide will break down very, very quickly. It's H2O2. It's one molecule different than water, and it breaks down into water and oxygen very fast. And so that's why when you have it at home and you open it one time, you need to keep it sealed and try to use it probably as quickly as you can, even if you reseal it, keeping it at a cool temperature, not too hot and not exposed is important. If you put it out in your storage barn or something and open it and then go back to it a few weeks later and try to use it, it may not be anything but water. You can tell pretty easily by putting it on something that's a little dirty or whatever, and it does its fizzing and foaming action, killing bacteria is what's going on there. It's still okay. If it just does the same thing water does, it's worthless at that point for anything other than watering your plant. But anyway, the uses for the 3% stuff, number one, of course, cuts and scrapes on your hand, and on your hand or legs or body or whatever. And this is something that we need to talk about a little bit too. Judy gave me an article out of a magazine the other day that was very strong, talking about doctors not recommending it for that use. That, yes, it will kill bacteria, but it also kills cells on your body and is not good for you. I don't agree with that at all. And I've talked to a lot of people, including some vets and including some doctors, and it is extremely beneficial when you use it that way. I learned about it years ago, cutting myself pretty badly on my hand, and I had to play golf in a little golf tournament the next day. Cut myself the night before and put the hydrogen peroxide on there. Next day, it wasn't even sore. I had to have a Band-Aid on it, but it kept the soreness away and, you know, didn't interfere at all. And then later on, when I lived in the Virgin Islands one summer for 3 months with some guys from Tech, we got cut up and scraped up on coral almost every day because we did snorkeling and lived off the things we caught, and we found that the only thing that would do any good was the hydrogen peroxide, because basically you're having living organisms in those cuts and scrapes, and the peroxide took care of it. Could you overuse it? Yeah. In fact, Bob brought up a point when we were talking about it one day. Some people use it as a mouthwash, and I do too from time to time. It's really good for bacteria and in your mouth and that sort of thing. But on the other hand, if you do it on a regular basis, it disturbs the beneficial microflora in your mouth. And there's some very important living organisms that are in your mouth. And you're going to kind of hear me in the document that we'll produce about hydrogen peroxide. We'll have some pretty strong footnotes. And one of the most important ones will be not to overuse the stuff, not to use it on a regular basis over and over and over again, because it kills microbes. And, you know, everything we talk about here on this show is to stimulate biological activity in microbes. And so especially using it on soil, you want to use it one time and then get away from it, not use it anymore. But we'll talk about that. Anyway, cuts and scrapes, full strength, 3% stuff out of the grocery store, works great. Needs to be fresh. That's a given. Rain barrels, and that's how the whole conversation got started again this time. Rain barrels and water that you would use for irrigation. I have told people to use it as low as 1 ounce of the, again, we're talking about the 3% store-bought retail stuff, 1 ounce per 50 gallons. And if you do it at that lower rate on a fairly regular basis, it's probably going to do a pretty good job for you. On the other hand, the people that have given us some really strong feedback on using it in harsh troughs, for example, and rain barrels too, the use is somewhere around a half a pint of the 3% stuff per 50 gallons. That's 8 ounces. 8 ounces are a half a pint. Okay, one of the most common questions that came in on the Facebook conversation was, oh, that sounds great on killing the algae. Will it hurt my fish and will it hurt the good plants? And the answer is no. If you use it at these reasonable rates that we're talking about, not only is it not harmful to fish or frogs or the aquatic plants, but it's good for them. It's an oxygenating thing for the water, and it's good for, you know, any pathogens that might be getting going on the fish. Now, if you overused it at some of the rates we're going to talk about in a little bit, that would be bad. This hydrogen peroxide is something that it's really important to use it at the correct rates. Now, in fish ponds, the rate to use, we've had listeners say they've had great results using it at a quart. Again, we're talking 3% stuff again. A quart of hydrogen peroxide per 750 gallons of fish pond water to control string algae. It'll also control some other algaes as well, but string algae is the one that's the toughest to control that people are excited about this use. In our pond, in our fish pond, we used it at about a half a gallon per 1,000 gallons. Half a gallon of the 3% hydrogen peroxide, you just pour it in there, in the water. Half a gallon of it for 1,000 gallons. So there's a little bit of range there, you see. And I'd recommend, and we're going to put this in the chart this way, a range, and I would always start with the low end of the mixing rate. And then if it didn't work quite well enough for you, you can always go higher. There's two reasons for that. One is we want to use, a lot of times in an organic technique, less is more. You get better results, and you don't create some problem by using too much. The second thing is economics. There's no reason to buy and use more of it than you need. Okay? Let's see what else. I don't have this in the right order for you yet, so I was going to see if I missed something on the 3%. The other, I guess I ought to make a note, is the cleaning rate. You can use hydrogen peroxide by itself or with some other kinds of things like baking soda. You don't mix them together. You put out a little of the baking soda, and then you put a little hydrogen peroxide and then clean it. It's an excellent cleaner. You can clean with it by itself. The rate there is the 3%, the full 3%. Those of you who get into the concentrated stuff later on, you can always dilute it down. But for cleaning purposes, the 3%, whether you mix it with something else or use it by itself, is what you would want to use. Make a note here on the cleaning rate. Let's see. Next would be, well, the probably the next thing to talk about is the swimming pool, because it's kind of related to, let's go to the concentrated stuff. Okay, first thing for you to understand on the concentrated hydrogen peroxide is it'll vary. It'll vary from about 25% concentration to, well, the strongest one I've ever heard of is 35. The one that I actually used in our swimming pool at home was a 33%. But any of the products that you buy, and yes, they're hard to find so far. They're not easily available in the normal distribution and in retail sales. You currently have to buy them going to a web search, a website, and ordering them that way. But we're trying our best to get it into regular distribution for people. But what you do with the concentrated material is you use it in swimming pools. You can also dilute it way down for these other uses, and you're just going to have to figure that out on your own. We'll try to give you a little bit of information about how to do that, but it gets a little dicey for homeowners across the board handling this stuff. And the reason is it'll burn you. The 25% up to 35% hydrogen peroxide, if you pour it on, if you spill it on yourself, it feels at first like you spilled water on yourself. You don't feel a thing. And ask me how I know this. And then about 3 or 4 minutes later, shorter in some cases, you'll start feeling a tingling on your skin, and then you'll look at your skin and it will have turned snow white. It will oxidize the skin, and then it starts to burn, and it really does hurt. It's particularly dangerous if you splashed it in your eyes and that sort of thing. I just thought of one more use of the 3% while I was going through that. But anyway, for the swimming pools, we used it at about a gallon per 5,000 gallons. In other words, a gallon of the strong concentrated hydrogen peroxide, 33% in our particular case, per 5,000 gallons of water in your swimming pool. And you're going to have to figure that out yourself, how many gallons you have in your swimming pool. How you apply it is you pour it in. You pour it into the area where you see that mustard algae developing. It's the algae that's extremely hard to control without pretty strong or real strong chemicals. But you basically pour it into the pool, And then, and you've got the recirculating system going on, so it's being recirculated through the pipes and through the filter and back into the swimming pool, and it will take out the algae and within an hour or two. Works extremely well. We did it. It's been over a month that we made the one application, and ours is still crystal clear. None of the algae's there at all. Okay, let's see what else is related to that. I'm sure I'll think of something. Back to the 3%, just one quick time if you're making notes on this. And again, I'll get this in all in order for you. But there's one more use for the 3% hydrogen peroxide. And I've talked to several doctors about this, and everybody that I've talked to so far, with a couple of exceptions, some doctors just don't like it at all, but it's to clear earwax out of your ears. Judy does it to me every now and then. I have a tendency for it to build up. I think anybody in the radio business does. I'll tell you more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and dirtdoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Let me finish on the what I started with, the earwax thing, and then we'll take a phone call, and then we'll go back to this. But yeah, it works. Hydrogen peroxide can be used to help you with earwax. And some people have a problem with that all the time. It builds up and they sometimes have to, you know, go into a clinic and get the earwax taken out. It gets so bad. It builds up pretty bad for me from time to time too. But if on some basis, maybe once a month or something, not real often or anything, get on your side, pour some hydrogen peroxide, 3% obviously from the grocery store, into your ear. It is loud. All the bubbling and fizzing and everything is greatly amplified, and so be ready for that. It also shocks you the temperature the first couple of times you try it. Stay on your side, let it sit there until it kind of calms down all its bubbling and everything, and then go to the other side. We've talked again to several doctors who think this is a pretty good technique, and it seems like there's more doctors into using it for that technique than putting it on cuts and scrapes. Anyway, back to the concentrated stuff. The 25% to 35% material is what we use to spray, and for disease control. You know, the rose rosette solution that you've heard me talk about. Well, before I get into that, we'll talk about that one right after this next caller. Justin in Dallas is next up. Hello, Justin.
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing great. What's up?
So I live in Northeast Dallas, neighborhoods from the late 50s. I have a large pecan tree between, just on the edge of my lot, between me and the neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I'm putting a room addition on, and I've got to come off the corner of the house about 4 feet, and I've had to remove some of the surface root from this large pecan tree. I mean, okay. I assume it's from the 50s.
All right.
And I was just rather concerned about that. I wanted to see if you had any thoughts. I mean, I had to remove about a 3.5-foot piece of maybe 4-inch, 3.5-inch diameter root. And they're setting piers in my backyard right now and so on. So,
well, you didn't take just a piece out. You've severed that entire root, you know, from that point out, obviously. Justin, it normally is no more damaging to take off a root of a plant than it is to take off a limb up in the top of the tree of the same size.
Okay.
If you did a very large percentage of the root system, you know, more than 50%, it'd be dicey, you know, whether you could keep the plant alive or not. Pecans pretty tough to put up with this kind of damage. Live oak is probably the toughest tree to do it, and pecans probably up there pretty high. And if one root like that is all that has been damaged, and you protect the rest of the root system with mulch, thick layer of mulch, fences to keep people out of that area and all that, have you been able to do any of that?
Well, there's monkey grass around the base of it now. I have my compost sort of a few feet away.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot of space there to begin with, and there is a fence. It's sort of up against the fence. I mean, it's just 4 or 5 feet from the fence, 3 feet from the fence.
Well, the key is to disturb as little a percentage, a smaller percentage of the root system as possible. Don't worry about the one root going away. When you're finished, I would apply the sick tree treatment or some, you know, version of it to all of the planting areas of the property. If it's a big pecan tree, its root system's all over the place. You know, it's all over the property.
Yeah.
And I think your tree will be fine.
Okay.
It's good that you're concerned about it, but it's trees are a little bit more durable in some ways than people think if you just use some common sense. Try to protect the bulk of the root system. Damaging it a little bit in one spot, not a big issue.
Yes, sir. I've learned a lot from your show. I love it. Thank you.
Justin, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. And open lines at 866-444-3478. The spraying of whatever your diseased plant is, whether it's rose rosette, my entire rose rosette program, of course, is on the website in the library there for you, and we did a newsletter about it too. But the spraying of hydrogen peroxide is an important piece of the puzzle. You can use the concentrated stuff, diluting it down. The way you dilute the concentrated material down to use it as a spray, and you have to be very careful of pouring it and mixing it and all that because of what I told you earlier. You know, wear protective glasses and don't get it on your skin. But you're going to be using it at about an ounce per gallon of spray for the spraying for diseased plants. That's how you use it for that. That's about the same rate that you would use for soil flocculation. If you're going to spray an area to soften and make the soil fluffier, do a liquid aeration, that's the rate that you would use. Or you would go with the 3% material and put about two bottles from the grocery store, which would be, in the 16 to 32-ounce range, per gallon of spray or per gallon of Garrett juice, which would be better, and spraying the plants and spraying the ground. In both cases, you know, you don't hurt the plants that way. You start the flocculation, the fluffiness change in the soil, and it works great. Now, there's one other use, and I'll talk about it when we come back, and that's to use hydrogen peroxide as a herbicide. We'll talk about that when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, back after this.